WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A day after an $83.3 million New York jury verdict against former President Trump, he resumes his push for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination.
He is back out on the campaign trail and without apology. Now, Nevada is the next state up in the Republican primary, and he has an event there in Las Vegas today. But Nikki Haley also has a packed schedule. Even though she lost in New Hampshire, she has fundraisers in New York and Florida. She is fighting on.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks and President Biden campaigns in South Carolina today. Mr. Biden calling the proposed border reforms proposed in a bipartisan Senate deal, quote, the toughest and fairest the country has ever had. It would give him the power to close the border if it becomes overwhelmed with a surge of migrants and also provide money for another 1,200 border agents and 1,600 asylum officers and several hundred more immigration judges. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Portage Fire Department is explaining an upcoming decision on how it will invest in its EMS services. The city currently uses a third-party system based out of a nearby hospital. Recently, the cost of the service has gone up. The Portage Fire Department is now exploring the creation of a locally controlled EMS service. They're doing so by putting a referendum on the spring primary ballot to invest more into the city's EMS service. Wisconsin's Wildlife Management account will start the next two-year budget period nearly $16 million in the red, thanks largely to dwindling hunting license sales, putting projects from fish stocking to habitat restoration in doubt. The department places money from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses along with revenue from timber sales and tribal gaming payments into what's known as the Fish and Wildlife account. That money is used for a host of fish and wildlife management programs, including stocking game fish, restoring habitats, and monitoring chronic wasting disease. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some dense fog possible today, cloudy skies and a high of 37. Tonight, patchy fog, 31. Mostly cloudy and a high near 35 on your Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, upper 30s, and a chance of rain on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine, 37. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 34 at our studios.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skinner down on your new mud run? Hey, hey, hey. Any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay. Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you. get them. Wah, wah. And if you don't like your job, then put get them. Hey, hey, hey.
It's the Mule Skinner Blues and the Fendermen, 99.7 Max FM, to kick off another hour of your favorites from the 60s and 70s. And if you would like to get a request in this morning, text lines wide open, 608-355-9970. See what I can do for you this morning. A little on the foggy side in spots. So again, if you're out there, please be careful and cautious. 6 minutes after 8 with the Animals on 99.7 Max FM.
Girl, go out. Head it down. And baby.
Boogie Wonderland from Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Emotions, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:14. Kevin Kellogg keeping you company with your favorites from the 60s and 70s, like Ben E. King.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me. Stand by me.
Take his hand, and don't you worry
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Opus 17. 19 after 8, we've got a look at sports, check your weather, all coming up. Here's Van Morrison.
Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. What is best?
Domino from Van Morrison, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 8:22, as we let you know that the Carnegie Sade Memorial Public Library grand opening is today in Baraboo, and that's from 10 until noon. There's a Devil's Lake Torchlit Hike tonight from 5 to 7:30. Knights of Columbus Breakfast is benefiting Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg on Sunday. That will be at the school gym from 8 until noon. Also on Sunday, the Sauk Prairie Annual FFA Toy Show and Pancake Breakfast will be at Bridges Elementary beginning at 8 a.m. The 48th Annual Reedsburg Wrestling Association Smelt Feed at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg Sunday from 11 to 5. And Thunderbird Youth Hockey opens the gate from 5 to 8 at Pierce Park Pavilion in Baraboo on Sunday. Coming up in sports, high school basketball scores from last night, Badger and Bucks news also on the way on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit SSMHealth.com/Baraboo Birth or call 608-355-3800.
Max FM Sports.
In high school basketball from last night, in boys action, it was Sauk Prairie defeating Reedsburg 60-46. Girls action from last night, Milton over Baraboo 94-51. Wisconsin Rapids defeated Reedsburg 73-66, and Westfield over Wisconsin Dells 52-37. In girls action today, Sauk Prairie will take on Lake Mills at 12:30 in Lake Mills. And boys action today, Portage will host Poinette in a 2 o'clock game, and Baraboo travels to Toma for a 7:15 game tonight.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where 13th-ranked Wisconsin knocked off Michigan State last night by the final count of 81-66. A.J. Storr leading the way with 28 points for the Badgers. Head coach Greg Gard.
A lot of good things that I saw tonight. Really proud of our guys, of how they, you know, it's as close to a complete 40 minutes as we've had in a while. I thought individually Chucky, Max, and John were really good on Tyson Walker, who's a terrific player. And I thought Tyler and Gilmore did a good job on Malik Hall. And then obviously offensively, we shared the ball. We moved it, excuse me, you know, to have only 6 turnovers. And obviously AJ, the basket looked like the ocean to him.
Wisconsin ups their mark to 16-4 on the season, while Michigan State falls to 12-8. The Badgers will be back in action on Thursday as they go on the road to Nebraska. On the college basketball schedule today, 14th-ranked Marquette will play host to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles looking to extend a 3-game winning streak, come in at 14-5, while the Pirates have dropped 2 straight, enter at 13-7. Tip-off Sam for 12 noon. In the Horizon League, Wisconsin Green Bay will play host to Detroit. Wisconsin Milwaukee will entertain Oakland. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks dropped a 112-100 decision at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, head coach Joe Prunty.
Good game, competitive, physical. Obviously, we came out on the wrong end of it, you know, but I really felt like both teams played extremely hard tonight, you know, in regards to, especially on the defensive end, just the physicality of it, a lot of contact. Interesting contact, I guess I should say.
The Bucks play the back end of their back-to-back tonight, hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock. On the college hockey, we're on the men's side. Wisconsin falls to Michigan by the final count of 5-1, those same two today. On the women's side, the Badgers pick up a 2-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth, those same two also today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some dense fog possible today, cloudy skies and a high of 37. Tonight, patchy fog, 31, mostly cloudy and a high near 35 on your Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, upper 30s, and a chance of rain on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine, 37. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 at our studios.
And a little on the foggy side, so if you're out there traveling, be careful and cautious. It's 8:27 as we take a look at musical birthdays, as back on Friday, Derek Holt from the Climax Blues Band celebrated birthday number 75, and I couldn't get it right, on 99.7 Max FM.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll, so I hit the road and see the light, no, I couldn't see the light. Kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right.
York City. Took me with the tide, and I nearly died from hospitality. Left me stranded, took away my pride. Just another note of confidentiality. I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, couldn't get it right with the Climax Blues Band as Derek Holt celebrated his 75th birthday, guitarist for the band, yesterday. Also celebrating a birthday yesterday, David John Briggs, lead guitarist for the Little River Band between 76 and 81, and help is on the way on 99.7 Max FM.
Charlie.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Help is on the way. That's the Little River Band. David John Briggs, lead guitarist for the band from 76 to 81, celebrated his 73rd birthday yesterday. Musical history this week in 1956. Elvis made his first national TV appearance on the Dorsey Brothers stage show. And here's one of the songs that he did.
I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh yeah. She's getting on what I'm in need. Yeah. She's the kind of friend in need. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. She says her loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, oh, yeah. She says her loving early in the morning just for me. There to love me both day and night. No grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place right there in the home. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. But don't you know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. I got a woman.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Elvis and I Got a Woman, performing that on the Dorsey Stage Show this week in 1956, the first performance of Elvis on national TV. Also this week in 1973, the number one hit was Stevie Wonder. His second number one hit, Superstition. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Number one this week in 1973, Superstition from Stevie Wonder, his second number one hit. And number one this week in 1974, it's Ringo Starr, and you're 16.
You come on like a dream, peaches and green, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Ringo. And you're 16, number one this week in 1974. As we've been mentioning throughout the morning, we lost a couple of members of the musical community. Mary Weiss from the Shangri-Las passed away at her home in Palm Springs on Friday the 19th. So it's been a week. We didn't find out until later this week. She passed away at the age of 75, passed away from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So the Shangri-Las, number five hit for them in 1964.
You
Remember walking in the sand. Remember walking hand in hand. Remember the night was so exciting.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Remember, Walking in the Sand from 64 with the Shangri-Las. Mary Weiss from the Shangri-Las passed away last Friday at the age of 75 at her home in Palm Springs. Also this week, we lost Melanie Skafka, passing away on Tuesday, the age of 76 in Nashville. Billboard's number one female vocalist for 1972. And I've got this fun one from 1971. It's the Nickel Song with Melanie on 99.7 Max FM.
You know that I'm not a gambler, but I've been gambled on. They put in a nickel and I sing a little song. Da 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 da. They put in a nickel and I sing. They're lucky, but it seems like they always win. And gambling is illegal in the state of mind I'm in. And if I had a nickel for each time that I've been put on, I would be their nickel man and I'd sing a nickel song. What's been going on? We're only putting in a little to get rid of a lot that's wrong. And if we had a nickel for each time that we've been put on, sing a little song. Da 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 da.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. The Nickel Song from Melanie reached number 35 back in 1971. Once again, Melanie Skafka passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 in Nashville. Still no word on what she passed away from, so we'll just have to wait and see. 8:52, an update on your foggy weather forecast on the way. We'll check out your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank, and more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s coming up.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some dense fog possible today. Cloudy skies and a high of 37. Tonight, patchy fog, 31. Mostly cloudy and a high near 35 on your Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, upper 30s, and a chance of rain on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine, 37. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 34 at our studios.
see the